Welcome to Mompreneur Truth Talks. I'm Lisa Avila, business strategist and mom of three busy teenagers. Are you building something incredible but wondering why success feels so complicated? Maybe you dream of making a big impact, but you keep asking yourself, is it possible to grow without sacrificing the moments that matter most as a mom? Here's my take. Life isn't about balance, but instead harmony. I've been there in the weeds, juggling soccer practices, struggling with Common Core math. Seriously, why is it so confusing? And running a business. Along the way, I realized that with the right strategic design, you can create harmony between your work and life without compromising what matters most to you. In this podcast, I'll share practical strategies and real-life solutions to help you find that harmony. Now let's dive into today's episode.
I'll sleep when I'm successful. That's what I used to tell myself at 2 a.m., working on yet another urgent task for my wine business. But after last week's conversation with Chelsea Bailey about nervous system regulation for mom CEOs, I had realizations that I need to share with you. You know those moments in a conversation when something just clicks? When someone articulates something you have felt, but you couldn't quite put into words? That's what happened when Chelsea and I discussed how our nervous system impacts everything we do in our lives and business. When she talked about coming back to ourselves and that you can move through trauma and stop repeating the same patterns over and over, you saw me do that fist pump on the video. I could talk about this all day because I feel it is so powerful. And I see brilliant, ambitious moms making the same mistake I did, trying to build sustainable businesses from an unsustainable state. And I learned this lesson the hard way. My body didn't just whisper that I needed to slow down. It screamed at me. I ended up in the ER after a migraine for a week, followed by CAT scan, an MRI, and that finally, doctors found that I had herniated discs. The migraine was so intense, and the pain in my neck, it was just a lot. When you're trying to be a mom and do all the things and still function and make dinners, and it was just too much. This pain and getting that diagnosis finally is what it took for me to finally listen to what my body had been trying to tell me all along. So that experience taught me something that no business strategy course could ever teach you, that success built on survival mode isn't actually success. It's really a countdown to collapse. So today I want to share with you three insights that changed how I build and run my business. Insights that I share in my community, because these are important, and I see so many women hustling and pushing through, and I don't want you to have to do that. I don't want you to have to end up in the ER. I want to talk about how our nervous system regulation is so important and why it's not just a wellness practice. It can be a business strategy that will change your mompreneur journey. Okay, so before I get into these three insights, I want to share more about my conversation with Chelsea, because what she explained about nervous system was just fantastic. She talked about how an unregulated nervous system literally hijacks your experience. Those were her exact words. Takes over your rational thinking and acts for you. So even though you might think you're responding to what's happening in the now, your nervous system is actually reacting to something that happened in the past. It's coming online to protect you. Think about what that means for us as mompreneurs. When we're in that unregulated state, we make business decisions from a place of fear rather than strategy. We say yes to opportunities that we actually want to decline, but we're afraid of missing out. We undervalue our services because our nervous system is telling us we're not enough. We can't do that. And we overwork because our body is stuck in a trauma response that equates rest with danger. Chelsea explained that when we're triggered, we're not responding to what's happening in front of us. We're responding to stored memories and patterns. For example, when a client asks for a discount and you immediately say yes, even though it undervalues your work, your response might have nothing to do with that specific client. Instead, your nervous system might be reacting to childhood messages about worth or past experiences where setting boundaries led to rejection. Whew, that one really got me thinking. And when Chelsea explained how regulation can help us break these patterns and talked about getting into the body and embodying who we want to be, to me, that was next level. And that's what makes her approach different. She's not just focused on healing. She's helping moms connect to that empowered vision of themselves who existed before motherhood so that now they have the space to pursue their passions and feel more joy. And that's exactly what I do with my clients. It's not just about business strategy. It is about finding that joy and feeling empowered to go after your business dreams and create success, financial freedom, and time freedom. So many of the moms that she and I have both worked with, they have dreams that they put on the back burner. They haven't felt the space to pursue them because their nervous systems are constantly in survival mode. Now, how many of us have been there? How many of us have these business ideas, these amazing plans, incredible gifts to share with the world, but we're too depleted, we're too overwhelmed, or we're too caught in survival to bring them to life? I've thought about this in my own journey, and I had to ask myself, where was my unregulated nervous system sabotaging my success? Where was it creating complexity where simplicity could exist? And where was it pushing me to overwork when strategic rest would serve me better? So my first insight, the shift from constant hustle to strategic rest. I know strategy and rest, how do they go together? But they do. For years, I wore my lack of sleep as a badge of honor, right? You've heard that before. I'll sleep when I'm dead. I'd brag about pulling all-nighters to meet these deadlines or launching a new wine and going to wine dinners and talking with people and staying up all hours. And really, I was running on fumes. But I thought this was what entrepreneurship demanded, especially as a mom juggling multiple responsibilities. But what I learned is that your body is giving you signals if you just listen. The herniated discs that landed me in the ER, it's not just a physical injury. It was my body's way of saying my business strategy needed to change. It was telling me that my approach to growth, to client service, to marketing, all of it was unsustainable. Our bodies keep the score long before our minds acknowledge the problem. Physical symptoms like chronic pain, digestive issues, sleep disturbances, immune system breakdowns. It's not just all health concerns. It's feedback from our bodies about how we are running our lives and usually our businesses. So when I finally started listening to this feedback, things changed. And I realized that self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. After this health crisis of mine, I committed to regular acupuncture, walks every day, and getting up and moving through my workday, not just sitting in front of my laptop all day long. And I knew these practices would help my physical recovery, but they really dramatically improved my business performance. My decision-making became sharper, more aligned with my values. I listened and trusted my intuition more. I became more discerning about which opportunities served my business and which were distractions. I had more creativity because I wasn't exhausted, and I was able to find solutions to problems that had stumped me. One of my favorite stories to share is about a major client proposal that I was working on. Before my shift to taking care of myself and strategic rest, I would have stayed up until 2 a.m. grinding away at this Google Doc, overthinking every word, second-guessing my pricing. I would have undervalued my services and over-delivered to this client. Instead, I spent a couple hours working on it from a regulated state. I took a break, drank a lot of water, and reviewed it with fresh eyes. And the result was that I had a clear and confident proposal. I didn't undervalue myself, and I was able to give the client what they wanted. And we've been working together, for a couple years now. Strategic rest creates better results. Those healing sessions, those moments of pause, the boundaries, they will do more for your productivity than any late night work marathon. When we nourish our nervous systems first, our businesses naturally grow stronger. The ideas that emerge that come from our vision rather than our trauma responses and those boundaries we set to protect our energy, That is when we can go after our goals and not worry about the fear and the old patterns. So a practical first step you could take, schedule a nervous system reset in your day tomorrow. Take 10 minutes where you step away from your business. As Chelsea said, put your hand on your heart. Take some deep breaths and just sit and remind yourself that rest, it's a strategic business move. It's not a luxury or a weakness. And I'd love to hear how this goes for you, because I know as moms, it is not easy to just sit, but it can be done. Okay, so now the power of responsive action, my second insight. We're building on the first. We're moving from reactive patterns to responsive action. When we're in an unregulated state, we react from those old patterns and trauma responses. But when we're regulated, we respond from present awareness and our aligned purpose. And this transforms and changes how we run our businesses, how we run our households, how we deal with people. So let's talk about creating protective boundaries. These support your natural energy flows instead of fighting against them. In the early days of puppy growth, I was saying yes to everything. Early morning calls, late evening meetings, working on the weekends, clients who weren't aligned with my values, but they were willing to pay me. And I thought this flexibility made me a great service provider. But in reality, it was depleting my energy. And it was actually diluting my impact. I wasn't working with the moms that I wanted to work with. So when I started designing systems that supported my natural energy flow, things changed. I recognized that I do my best creative work in the morning. So I protect those hours, content creation, and strategy. And I know I experience an energy dip in the early afternoon. So that's when I'm going to schedule my movement breaks, lighter tasks, doing things for the kids, scheduling the appointments. I know that my family needs my full presence in the evenings. So I create firm boundaries around when I'm working, when I am doing tasks, and when my workday ends. They aren't rigid rules. Things change, things shift, but I'm always conscious of protecting my boundaries and my energy so that I can be the Lisa, the mom, the strategist that I want to be. Our bodies send us signals long before they scream. And the key is listening before the scream comes. So what are some early warning signs? Mine include getting irritable with my family. I lose interest in activities that I normally enjoy. I just want to go to bed. I want to read and have no one talk to me. And when I notice these signals, I know it's time to regulate my nervous system. One practice that I like to do is called the pause and check. Before responding to an email, a client request, an opportunity, I pause and I check in with my body, with my intuition. Does this feel expansive or contractive? Am I responding from fear or from purpose? Now, this simple practice has saved me countless decisions that could have depleted my energy more without serving my business or family goals. Building from clarity rather than crisis makes a huge difference. And when we operate from a regulated state, our business decisions naturally align with our values and our long-term vision. My third insight might be the most powerful one of all, moving from pressure to presence. This is especially important for moms when things are not going to slow down and don't believe that they will. Oh, when the kids get older. No, it's just different pressure. Your regulated nervous system can become your greatest business ally. Our state of regulation directly impacts our decision-making, our creativity, our leadership, and even our ability to create authentic connections. When we're networking, talking to clients, hanging out with friends. But when we're in a state of chronic stress, we actually cannot strategically think. We are not as creative, and our empathy kind of goes out the window. Instead, we're operating on survival. And think about what this means for your business when you're in survival mode. Your marketing could be pushy because it's coming from fear. Your client relationships can feel transactional because you're not fully present. Your content creation feels forced. Your decision-making prioritizes short-term relief over long-term vision. So when you shift from pressure to presence, this small practice can create big impact. And how do we do this? You can do some morning grounding where you take some time to take some deep breaths, set an intention for the day, have some reset points during the day. Like I said, get up, move your body, get away from your laptop and your emails. They'll still be there when you get back. Some evening wind down rituals. I do love reading a good book at night and taking a bath. When I implement these and make this self-care, it is not an option. And it really has changed how I feel and what I put out into the world. When you build your business from a place of presence rather than pressure, your marketing is going to resonate because there's going to be authentic connection. You know who you're talking to, and it is a lot easier to do that when you are present. And your offers are going to align with your values and your ideal client's values. Your boundaries are going to protect your energy while honoring clients, kids, all the other things in your life. And overall, your business model is going to support your life instead of depleting it. It is so important for moms to think how to move from survival mode to sustainable success. And not just for your business, but also because your kids are watching. And you don't want them in survival mode constantly and worrying about school too much or their sports or staying up until 2 a.m. working on things. No, you want them to get sleep. You want them to have that strategic rest. And you want them to be present for life because you know how quickly these kid years go. I want to remind you, embrace strategic rest as a business strategy. And take a responsive action rather than always being reactive. And then build from presence instead of pressure. These three insights have helped my business journey. They've helped me be a better mom. And I continue to work on these practices every single day. The transformation isn't instant, but it does happen when you commit to building from this place of regulation rather than reaction. If these ideas resonate with you, I'd love for you to join my weekly newsletter community. Each week, I share practical strategies for mompreneurs who want to build successful businesses while putting their family first. You'll find the link in the show notes. Thanks for spending time with me today. And remember, you can absolutely have both your dreams and your family life. I'll catch you next time on Mompreneur Truth Talks. Thank you for spending time with me today in Mompreneur Truth Talks. Before you go, please do me a quick favor. If this episode spoke to you, please like, follow, or leave a review. Your feedback helps other ambitious moms find these conversations about designing a business and life that work together. All right, moms, I'll see you next time. And remember, success isn't about sacrifice or balance. It's about creating harmony and taking action steps that feel right for you.